What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Oh, gentlemen, once again, you guys are correct. This well will never run dry. Oh, no. And I'm here for it. And I'm glad that I can entertain you guys every week with articles of men who were pushed beyond their line by women via the system. And these men decided, you know what? I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Like the man in this article that was published on the 16th of May. Arizona man allegedly beat his estranged wife to deletion with a baseball bat. They used to call me Crazy Joe. Now they can call me Batman. What movie was that line from and who spoke it? Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Valley man is behind bars after prosecutors say he beat his estranged wife to deletion with a baseball bat. Quote unquote, the brutality of this case is alarming, Your Honor, a prosecuting attorney said in court. According to Surprise Police, officers were contacted on May 14th about 41-year-old Allison Gregory, who was missing after she failed to show up to the airport to pick up a family member. The victim's mother reportedly flew in to help her daughter move out of the home she shared with the suspect. The mother became worried when the victim did not pick her up from the airport and failed to pick up the phone. When officers got to Allison's home, they quote-unquote observed signs that a physical struggle had taken place. The suspect has been identified as 56-year-old Brandon Gregory. Court documents state Gregory struck the victim on the head with a baseball bat multiple times during an argument. Yeah, ladies, yeah. You think that running off at the mouth to a man that you know is actually extremely pissed off is a good thing. Why? Because you think that no matter what you say or do to that man, he is supposed to restrain himself. Those days are over. After cleaning up the scene, Gregory allegedly drove towards Mojave County. Investigators say they located Allison's vehicle off of State Route 93 between Wickiup and Nothing. Gregory was found inside the car along with the victim's carcass. Her husband, 56-year-old Brandon, was inside the car along with Allison's carcass. He was subsequently taken into custody. And while in custody, police say he admitted to the crime and that he wrote apology letters to his daughter for what he had done. Gregory did not speak in court during a hearing, but the victim's mother, Jan McCumbers, did. "Oh, Brandon, I hate you forever," said McCumbers. "I hope you never get out of prison." Allison struggled so hard to get away from him, and she was so close to it, said McCumbers. As mentioned earlier, the victim and suspect were estranged at the time of the alleged crime happening. Paperwork filed in January revealed that Brandon would pay child support and that the victim would have 100% custody of their 14-year-old daughter. The couple also agreed to sell their home in Surprise, which prosecutors said was set to close on the 19th. On Friday, neighbors dropped off flowers at the home, quote unquote, to throw it all away, because you just snapped, said one neighbor, identified only as Vance. It's just insane, and I hope he rots in hell for it. They always have to find some piece of shit simp to agree without knowing exactly the details behind why this man decided to put the mask on. Brandon is accused of second-degree termination, manslaughter, concealment of a dead body, and evidence tampering. He's being held on a $2 million cash bond, and his next court appearance was scheduled for May 21st. Well. Yeah. 100% custody. Child support. Had to sell their home. More than likely, he's going to be paying alimony too. So, who filed for the divorce? And why was the monster-in-law sticking her nose in it? Yeah. The typical divorce scenario. Yes, you can see why this man snapped. Yeah. This man knew jail was going to be over his head regardless. Oh, you can't pay the monthly ransom? Guess what? Off to jail you go. He knew this. And once again, gentlemen, once again, the family court has blood on its hands. But like I said in yesterday's HMT, it doesn't matter to them. So guess what? They're going to go on to the next case to where they can bleed another man dry. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? What more do I truly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down at the home. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, the beat down bat. I'm gonna give that a 45. Psychological impact, he drove around with the carcass. I gotta give that a 60. And for the brutality factor, multiple times getting cracked upside the dome with a bat. Yeah, I'm going to give that a 45 as well. So Brandon, Batman Gregory gets a score of 160. Gentlemen, once again, the family court has another carcass on top of all the other carcasses that they indirectly caused. 100% custody, yeah, that would drive anybody crazy. His daughter became nothing more than a bill and a hostage for the system. And yet, he's got to pay. And yet, she's going to just waltz off into the sunset and more than likely be with another man while he is still paying for her? No. There are far too many men who are still in that scenario, and nobody will help them. Nobody will say, hey, hold up. if this woman is in another relationship, then she shouldn't be allowed to continue to receive this man's money. But once again, we all know when it comes to child support, it is not about the child. It is not. It is all about the court system matching those funds, getting those kickbacks. So yeah, you're going to have more men who, when faced with that scenario, they're going to decide to take matters into their own hands. Instead of having the wife being able to have control over whether or not he goes to jail, he'll decide, you know what? I'll go by my own hand. That's what this man decided to do. And in the end, hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you wives out there that think it is a smart decision to continue to argue with your husband with whom you're getting a divorce, so emotions are already running high, that man automatically knows that the system is on your side. However, you women overvalue that system. Why? Because you think that no matter what you say or what you do, that the system is going to be there like a magical veil of invincibility to keep that man off of you. However, you ladies better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in that scenario, the protection you think you have in that scenario, will always go out. Feminism, and once again, believing that you can use the Duluth model to keep that man off of you, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, once again, we have the scenario of a man who decided, you know what? I no longer fear the consequences of my actions. Yes, you know what I'm going to get? I'm going to get 3 hots and a cot for the rest of my days. There you go. So what happened? He decided to go into lethal mode. Why? Because his wife and the system put him into a corner. And he came out with lethal intent. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.